Hi, Michael. This year's the conference is about radical rethinking of safety leadership and planning towards excellence, especially on construction in Hong Kong. Now, to what extent do you feel the current number of large-scale projects in Hong Kong will see a rise in the fatalities? Michael?
The thing is that we have so many large scale construction projects coming up in Hong Kong in the region. But that doesn't mean that we will see a rise in the fatalities in the regions, because if we have to, everybody or every single petitioner in the construction industry can work together, I think we can reduce fatality to zero.
All right, okay, that's the overall target. Mm. No zero, no fatalities in Hong Kong. Very good. Mm. Now, why do you feel we see a plateau of the number of accidents rates in recent years in Hong Kong?
Yeah, as I mentioned in my presentation during the conference, the safety initiatives, also safety measures that we have put in place at the moment, do not actually target it. Some of the fundamental problems that we are facing in Hong Kong's construction industry. So we need to find out those problem areas and try to work out the solutions to tackle those problem areas. I think there's still some missing link in our construction industry on how to reduce those or how to tackle those problem areas. I say that.
All right, very good. Then, well, following the similar line, what needs to be done or more within the industry to combat accidents, injuries, illness, and fatalities?
Mm. I don't have the solutions right now, but I'm counting on the collective wisdom of the whole construction industry to come up with some innovative and creative ways to tackle those problem areas just I mentioned, because you see, there's in the conference we talk about the problems about the unsafe supervisions, the frontline supervisors didn't put too much care about the proper procedures, safety procedures, and how we are going to deal with that is the approach or is the area that we need to focus on in our upcoming efforts.
Right, yeah, you talk about a lot of things, including the zero declarations, blah, blah, blah. Now, I would like to ask, what is the Hong Kong government doing to ensure that the occupational safety and health remains high on the government agenda?
Construction safety has always been high on the government's agenda, so what we need to do is to, okay, keep this momentum. Mm. To sustain this momentum, not only within the government, but across the whole construction industry. That's why we are doing quite a lot of safety promotional campaign, like the Construction Safety Week 2013, that is going to be held by the end of May next month. Mm. What we are going to do is to foster and strengthen the safety commitment of everybody in the construction industry towards achieving the goal of zero accidents on our construction sites.
Right, indeed. Look forward to that construction week next month. Now, why is today's conference, IOSH Hong Kong branch, important in Hong Kong?
Yes, as I mentioned, there's we need determined efforts of everybody, every single practitioner, stakeholders in the construction industry to achieve the zero accidents goal. And we need some innovative and creative suggestions, ideas, solutions. And today's conference, because IOSH put together a group of very experienced safety practitioners in this areas, in this field. And I think they can give us some ideas on how we can do to achieve as I mentioned many, many times before, the zero accident goal on our construction site.
All right, thank you for having us on your agenda today. Thank you, Michael. Look forward to see you next year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay.